you, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, here to tell you about my podcast called Search Engine, voted one of the best new podcasts by Time Magazine, Vogue, and The Economist. We answer fascinating questions about business, tech, and history. Questions like, who should be in charge of artificial intelligence? Or how did ADHD medication get so popular so fast? Listen and follow Search Engine with PJ Vogt and Odyssey Podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When your dad tells you he doesn't want anything for Father's Day, he actually means it. There's a good chance he doesn't even know it is Father's Day, but hopefully he raised you well enough to show some gratitude anyway. And hey, no need to stop there. If there's a stepdad, granddad, or dad-to-be in your life, now's a great time to recognize what he means to you. So if you're shopping for Father's Day, which is coming up, by the way, make it count with some fresh hand-cut steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. We all know Folks Folly, the original Memphis Steakhouse. But did you know, you can pick up those same steaks as well as lamb chops or even a great-looking apron or a set of steak knives, everything you could possibly need for a fabulous Father's Day gift. It's all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop right next door to Folks Folly. And if you want a gift for a dad who doesn't live in Memphis, Humphrey's can ship overnight anywhere in the country. So stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Minnehaha or order online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend. Once again, that's humphreysmemphis.com.
Swing for the fences this Major League Baseball season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, you can turn dingers into dollars all season long. Just bet on your favorite player to rip a moonshot, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run during that game. Yeah, home runs just got even better. And if it's me, my guy's Aaron Judge. He's the main guy for the Yankees. Just visit FanDuel.com/JSmith to get in all the Dinger Tuesday action that you want. Again, that's FanDuel.com/JSmith, where they're giving you $5 in bonus bets for every homer during the game that's got your favorite slugger in it. It's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball and of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus $25 per game. Restrictions do apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM ESPN and Odyssey Sports Station. Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, welcome to Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Center of the Universe. Late 90s track from the Pacific Northwest indie rock band Built to Spill, in honor of the center position, which I took a look at today relative to the Grizzlies offseason.
I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. Talk to you about that in just a minute. People can read the piece over the Daily Memphian. You identify 20 targets. I don't think we'll get through them all today, but we got lots of days. And so I appreciate the names. Before that, Danny Hurley turned down the Lakers job, which is nicely embarrassing for the Lakers, I guess. Maybe James Borrega, although he's in Cleveland today, he might be next. In terms of, but we were just talking about jobs in the NBA. Like, right, in the last year, the Kentucky basketball job has been turned down, the Alabama football job has been turned down, and now the Lakers job has been turned down. Of course, the Lakers job has been turned down recently before. Is there, like, what jobs in the NBA are better than, is it purely roster dependent? What jobs are better than other jobs? If a job were to come open, would the best job be out there be the San Antonio job just because of Wemby? How do you think about NBA and coaching jobs?
I do think it's situation dependent, and that situation is more specific than, you know, the stature of the franchise. So it's roster specific and it's ownership specific. Who you're working for, ultimately the owner of a team, and some guys are probably better to work for than others. So I think it's dependent upon the specific situation. It's not dependent upon, you know, the Lakers is not inherently a better job than, like, some other franchise because it's the Lakers. I think it depends on the specific situation.
Is it not true that the Lakers is a better job? I agree. It's totally situation specific. Like, do you want to coach LeBron? All kinds of things. But
right.
Broadly speaking, the Lakers have more resources. Broadly speaking, Jeffrey brought this up. Is the Celtics job over the years been the best job? Because you can see multiple iterations of the Celtics that have been successful, you know, from the Russell to the Cowens.
When you say the Lakers have more resources, they have more resources than a lot of teams. But, like, the Celtics got a lot of resources, right. And the Knicks have a lot of resources, and the Warriors have a lot. I mean, there are other teams that have a lot of resources, too, you know?
And then in the new NBA universe, it's a little bit questionable of what those resources will mean. Will they be an advantage that they once were?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely an advantage. But yes, I think we're still trying to figure that out. Like, what effect is all of this going to have? The idea of these new rules is to push from both directions a little bit. It's to push up from the teams that were not spending very much, and to push down, even more so, push down the teams spending a lot, and sort of narrow the gap from the top to the bottom. And we'll see how that takes shape. Are teams that have been deep tax, like the Clippers and the Warriors, going to start inching down on their payroll relative, you know, to the league? But are teams like, you know, we'll see about the Grizzlies. Right. Grizzlies have not paid luxury tax in a generation. But even more so, a team like New Orleans, are they going to willing to go into the tax now? And so we'll see the effect it takes. But the idea is to compress, not for there to be no gap, not for there to be an equilibrium in terms of spending, but not to have the truly wild disparity from top to bottom that we've had in the last, you know, 5-10 years.
All right, onward to your the piece that you have written, and I did love the fact that in it you come up with all these names, and you did the equivalent piece last year. I don't know how many names were on that list when you were looking at wing players the Grizzlies could acquire. And sure enough, Marcus Smart, who the hell would have put Marcus Smart on the list? And he was the wing player that they acquired. Do you recall who was toward the top of your list last year when you were identifying wing players?
I don't. That's a good question. I'd have to go back and look. I don't remember.
Okay. So before you get to the specific names, you raised a couple other questions. One is, what type of center do the Grizzlies want? And then what level of center do the Grizzlies want? And those are different questions. Discuss what those questions
are. Yeah, I don't really have a definitive answer for either of those. I think the best sense I get from the Grizzlies is they are keeping options open. So type of center can be, you know, a traditional paint-bound center that can't play on the perimeter, or it can be more of a stretch five that can shoot threes. It can be, you know, more of a mobile, like, combo big kind of player, or, I mean, different kind of players. There are people in the fan base, I think, they have to get a five-out stretch, more of a perimeter-oriented center that can play on the perimeter on both ends of the floor a little bit, and if not, you're sort of capping your ceiling. That may or may not be true. I think that's a worthy thing to sort of discuss. But one thing, and I don't state this explicitly in the column, but if you go through it, one of my takeaways is it's a lot hard. It's a lot easier. It's going to be a lot easier to find a traditional big than a stretch big. There aren't as many of those kind. But there's a question of, like, are the Grizzlies dead set on one type or the other? I don't think they are. I think they may have their preferences, but I don't think they're gonna take a magic marker and put an X over one right. style of center.
Okay, what level of center? Is that how you phrased it? What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, that could mean different things. That could mean in terms of how much payroll you want to put in the position when you already have, you know, Ja Morant and Desmond Bain on max-esque contracts and Jaren Jackson on a big deal and Marcus Smart on a big deal. So how much payroll are you willing to devote? That's related to how deep you're willing to go into the tax. It's also a question of what you have to give up to get a player, right? There's a difference between signing a guy for $4 million in free agency and you have to give up anything
right.
versus trading for a player where you have to give up, say, Marcus Smart in a first-round pick. So there's the opportunity cost. How much opportunity cost are you willing to sacrifice to fill this position? And then, like, what kind of role are you willing to give them on your team? Do you want a center that, because of their stature, you have to play 30 minutes a night and they always have to be in the closing lineup, or someone that's going to demand a lot of touches? Like, people think about it, you just go get the best player, but the best player may not always be the best player for your team, both in terms of fit and on the floor and in terms of fit on the books.
And as you before you sort of get into the 20, although he is, I believe, on the list of the 20, you point out that one of the things that could happen here, and the path of least resistance, I think the way you described it, was when you get to 9, who's going to be there? A bunch of wings are going to be there. And so you go ahead and take Dalton Connect or Ron Holland, you keep Luke Kennard, and then you sign Andre Drummond and pick a developmental center with the second round. That's a totally conceivable approach, isn't it, that might be what they do?
That is, nothing is likely because there's too many options for any one to be likely. But that may be the most likely of the, if you're ranking the likely paths, that actually might be the most likely. And one of the point I really wanted to make with that is, we know adding a center is, that's the one thing we know they are going to do in some fashion. They've said that, and the roster demands that. But I think people have sort of extrapolated from that. That's the main thing they're going to do. And that's not necessarily true. That might be true, but it's not necessarily true. Just because we know they're going to add a center, that does not mean that it's going to be the most significant addition they make. It very well might not be.
It's funny. Yesterday we asked this question. Jeffrey and I asked Jeffrey this question. If you're at 9 and Dalton Connect is there and Ron Holland is there and Zach Edey is there and you can't trade down, which of those three do you take?
For me, I mean, I've got them ranked Holland, Edey, Connect in that order is how I have them ranked.
Right. And, of course, some of that depends on what your other options are for the center, right? Like, even then, it's not a pure question because what else, if you don't have Zach, what are your other options for center? And so you may elevate Zach Edey above the other two depending on what your options are at center. All right. Onward to the list. We aren't going to do them all today. Happily, we've got a bunch of days before the draft and the trade deadline. How did you decide? What is this? What are the qualifications? It's not the best player. What's the qualifications for this list, or how did you rank them?
I think of it as best targets, and targets is holistic. And so it's like how much would the player impact the Grizzlies? Like how much would you want the player on the team? How available could the player potentially be? And again, what's the opportunity cost to getting the player? And so like if you're having, like if you can sign Andre Drummond for nothing, for just straight cash, homie, and not give up anything else on your roster. But if you're having to trade, let's say, Luke Kennard and two first-round picks for Jared Allen, well, your choice, your comparison isn't Jared Allen or Andre Drummond. It's Jared Allen or Andre Drummond, Luke Kennard, and two first-round picks.
Right.
Now, I still have Jared Allen ahead of Andre Drummond on the list, but just as an example, I do take that opportunity cost into account.
All right. Number one on the list is Jalen Duren. Why?
So, Duren, it's not clear that Jalen Duren is available, but I am not the only one who's connected the dots I'm connecting. In fact, I noticed after I wrote this last night, I was going to look at all the most recent mocks to catch up, and the Bleacher Report mock made the same point I made on this, not for the Grizzlies specifically, but for Jalen Duren. And that is that Detroit has the fifth pick in the draft. There's a chance Donovan Klingon is the best player on the board when their pick lands at five. If that's the case, then like that could be a prime trade-up spot for Donovan Klingon. Or if they decide we like Donovan Klingon better than the guy we got, suddenly the guy they got becomes gets on the trade market, who is Durin. The other thing there is that Detroit has a new front office leadership. Trajan Layton is now running basketball in Detroit. Just got hired. He didn't draft Jalen Duren. He didn't draft Jaden Ivey. He didn't draft Cade Cunningham. He didn't draft any of these dudes. So, you know, odds are Jalen Duren won't be available. But there are easy scenarios to see where he could be. And that's what I start with. This is not a list of guys who I know are available. It's a list of guys where I can see the path to them being available to the Grizzlies. And Duren is on that list. Nikola Jokic, for instance, is not.
It's an interesting thing because in terms of Klingon being available for Detroit to draft at five, I don't think Klingon's going one, and I don't think Klingon's going two, right? It seems unlikely. And so then you get to the Houston pick, right? Isn't that the Houston pick is three? Is Houston three? Yeah.
Yep.
So Houston's three. Do they really want Klingon? I mean, they have all that talk about trading out because it's a place where someone could trade up to get Klingon. Do they, you know, they just added Steven Adams. As you pointed out, it might mean they want this kind of center, but they already have this kind of center. So if they don't pick him, then you've got San Antonio. They seem to need point guards and wings, particularly a point guard. They're unlikely to pick him, and then all of a sudden you're Detroit, and there's Klingon.
And I have a hard time seeing Klingon go further than five. Because if Detroit doesn't want him, I think that's a prime trade-up, whether that's the Grizzlies or that's Portland or whoever else. I think if Klingon gets to five, I don't see him going falling past that. Either Detroit's going to want him or someone's going to trade up with Detroit.
So what has he become? What do you like about Jalen Duren?
He was some size less than this. The basketball reference has him first in the NBA. The NBA's actual stats have him like third. He was one of the top defensive rebounders in the league last year. So the Grizzlies need defensive rebounding, especially playing next to Jaren Jackson Jr. in the front court. He's a big-time defensive rebounder. He's a guy who can be a lob threat for John Morant, you know, go up, sort of a screen and roll, catch John's lobs. And he's got sneaky good passing stats. I think you can see that even when you watch him at Memphis. He's a little bit more comfortable handling the ball like at the top of the key and making plays than maybe you would think. And so I think those are really good building blocks for him. The criticism for him has been that he has not been as impactful defensively as you would think, given his athletic abilities.
Mm-hmm.
He's also like 21 years old, and his team's a wreck. And so I think putting him with Jaren, he can rebound for Jaren, and Jaren can sort of cover for him defensively a little bit, and putting him with Ja, who can set him up for easy baskets, I think Jalen Duren would be really good for the Grizzlies. I think the Grizzlies would be spectacular for Jalen Duren.
And what could a deal look like?
Well, if Detroit decides that, you know, they're taking Klingon at five and Duren's available, the obvious, you know, thing is the Grizzlies have the ninth pick, and then you match salary. You can do that in multiple ways, but to match salary with someone who's actually pretty good, you can do Santi Aldama. Now, is Santi Aldama and the ninth pick good enough? Maybe, maybe not. It's certainly at least a starting point.
All right. Number two, and we've talked about him before, Jared Allen.
Yeah, he's the best center I don't know if there's like real reporting on anyone being available. It's all to some degree rumor, but there's more like serious rumor about him being available. There's really good reason to think he could be moved this summer. He's the best center I think you can say that about. I think his contract and his game really fits the Grizzlies. Now, that's one that, A, it would cost you a lot to get him, and, B, it would lock you in to play in that traditional style, which they may or may not want to do. But in terms of just quality of player, I don't think you're going to do better than Jared Allen.
One of the – if Oklahoma City wants Jared Allen, they've got a lot of ammunition. They got more ammunition than the Grizzlies, for example. The deal that we've talked about, I think as a starting point, is Marcus Smart and the nine.
It could also be Luke Kennard, Santi Aldama, and the nine. But, yeah, you're going to have to give up either Marcus Smart or Luke Kennard in that trade, I think.
I see. It's interesting. You did, you know, if it was Marcus Smart and the nine or Luke Kennard and a second contract and the nine, you wondered whether it would have to be sweetened and speculated that then I might ask for G.G. Jackson, which you would not would be willing to throw into there, but you would maybe a protected future one. That's
a
lot.
I think if you, yes, it is a lot. I think if you game that out, that's where I suspect it heads. It heads to, are you willing to conclude a second pick and what protections are on the second pick? What year is the second pick? I think if it gets to that point, and I would be certain that if the Grizzlies have not had at least some level of discussion with Cleveland about Jared Allen, they will. Like, I don't think you have to go out on a limb. They're going to survey the landscape, and I think that's something that will be surveyed. And so I think if it gets far enough down the road to really get into a real negotiation, I think that's where it's headed.
How concerned would you be in that circumstance? Like, right now, they seem pretty rich in at least developmental or possible wings. So you're like, Marcus Smart comes back from injury. We obviously, Desmond Bane's already there. And then you've got Vince Williams, and you've got G.G. Jackson, and who knows, they could end up with a wing at number nine. Like, they seem pretty rich in wings. But if you're dealing either Smart or Kennard and the nine that could become this future wing, are you then are elevating G.G. Jackson into a place where instead of being, I hope he's really good, you're kind of, G.G. and Vince, you're counting on him, right? Would that concern you?
A little bit, but two things. One, you're already counting on at least one of them anyway.
Right.
I think the Grizzlies have basically said, we're counting on Vince Williams, so am I. And you're talking about trading in this scenario Smart or Kennard. You're not talking about trading both.
Right.
And so, like, take your pick. Let's say the Marcus Smart moves. Well, now you still got Ja Morant, Desmond Bane, and Vince Williams Jr., you know, probably your starting three on the perimeter. And then you got Luke Kennard and G.G. Jackson coming off the bench. And you still, by the way, at this point, you know,
that's,
you got
Zion
Williams and John Conner, Jake LaRavia,
yeah,
and Scottie
Jr.
Hanging around, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number three was Donovan Clingin.
Maybe you've heard of him.
Maybe
he's been discussed in Memphis.
What are the circumstances where we now know we don't believe he's not going to be there at nine? What can you imagine as what set of events would put Donovan Clingin in Memphis?
Well, I mean, there's the rumor of the Grizzlies talking to the Rockets to move up to three. I'm skeptical of that just because I don't really see the deal. Maybe they come up with a deal and that happens. I'm skeptical of that. So to me, I think Clingin needs to get to five or six. And I think if he gets to five or six with teams in Detroit and Charlotte who both have young centers, young good starting centers on good contracts already,
right?
I think it's easy to see those teams flipping back from five to nine or six to nine, getting a future first and thinking they may still get the player they want or one of the players they want. So to me, that's not a hard trade to envision if Clingin gets to that point in the draft.
Number four, guy you've discussed previously, Wendell Carter.
Yeah, to me, this is the same scenario as I laid out back in the trade deadline. When at the time I was pushing to this summer, anyway, I think it's entirely contingent on a player being there at nine that Orlando wants. Orlando needs perimeter talent, but that doesn't mean they're going to be in love with whoever's there. But who knows? Maybe Nikola Topic falls to nine. Maybe they love Dalton Kennett. Maybe they love Rob Dillingham. I don't know. But to me, that whole idea is contingent on Orlando seeing a player at nine that they think can really move the needle for them offensively on a team that's too tilted towards the front court right now.
It wouldn't look like a straight up, you need contracts. It would look like a trade down for Orlando's pick. Give me an idea.
Yeah. It depends on what's coming back. I think if Kennard were the contract match, you'd be looking to get more back, and maybe that's a trade down. That's a swap of picks and players. But if you're just matching contract without, you know, if you're putting John Conchar or Dyer Williams
right.
in this,
right.
then maybe you're just moving the pick with those players to get Carter, and you're not getting anything else back.
And you've always liked the fit. Why?
He's a good defensive rebounder, and he stretches the floor. And so I think this thing where the Grizzlies sort of would like to have both of those things, I think, and it's hard to come by in one package. And Carter's one of the few players on this list that is a plus defensive rebounder, and by the standards of a center, is a plus shooter. And so it's just hard to come by both of those on a young player on a good contract. The bad side with him is he's had a lot of injury issues. And so, you know, he's the guy who plays 50 games a year, not 75.
All right. And then and we'll save some others for tomorrow. But number five on the list is Mark Williams from Charlotte.
Yeah, it's basically the same concept as Jalen Duren with like a less familiar player. He's another center, young center on rookie contract who's been good. Charlotte also, like Detroit, has new leadership, new ownership, actually. And so, like, what happens to Donovan Klingon is there at six? Do they say, you know what, we can get Donovan Klingon, let's trade the guy we got and keep Donovan Klingon? Or suddenly does Klingon become a trade chip? And so it's the same kind of scenario.
And it would be the same kind of number nine and Santi, for example, something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
What is Mark Williams?
He's only a second-year player, and he had injuries last year, so only played 20 games. So there's a little bit of unknown and risk there. But he played at Duke. He was a lottery pick out of Duke a couple years ago. And his game is not dissimilar from Jared Allen. It's pick and roll, dunk the ball, guard the rim, more traditional paint-based center like that.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington of the Daily Memphian. Jeffrey? Having heard the top five, once again, the top five targets, and we'll go over more of them with Chris tomorrow, Jalen Duren is one, Jared Allen is two, Donovan Klingon is three, Wendell Carter is four, and Mark Williams is five. I will say this, I like all of them.
Yeah, I think that's the case. I mean, like everything he points out, it's the what's the cost?
Clearly, but all within the...
Yes, if Jalen the exercise
Jalen
of
Duren fit, is yes, Santi totally and the nine. Jared Allen is Marcus Smart, the nine, and a protected future first. Jared Allen. Klingon is trading up for Klingon would be trading up for a future first, basically, right? You give up a future first plus this year's first. Wendell Carter would be Kennard in the nine for Carter in the 18, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. And Mark Williams would be for nine and Altham, for example.
Yeah, I mean, all those are reasonable. The question would that be the best offer that all those teams would get?
That's the other problem, is that when we are, and this is often the case, I do this with my own, with the teams that I, my childhood teams that I'm a fan of. It's not just what kind of offer makes sense to you.
Right.
It's what kind of offer is going to beat everybody else who wants that same player that you want.
Because as you pointed out, a lot of these players are also players that probably Oklahoma City would be interested in. And Oklahoma City is going to have at least Oklahoma City is going to have more to offer if they want to.
If they wish to, yeah.
Yeah.
They got a deeper war chest. All right, we got to take a break. Come back, play Believe It or Not. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Elon is coming to Memphis.
And you make it as compelling as possible.
And we're blasting off with the latest sports in the Mid-South faster than the new Elon supercomputer. This is Memphis's supercomputer sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention, Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file a lawsuit seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-439-4252. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-439-4252. That's 800-439-4252. Again, 800-439-4252.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shotners can help with lipo B12 injections, increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With three locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shotners is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch. The Shotners.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-700-6898. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-700-6898. That's 800-700-6898. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-700-6898. 800-700-6898.
Father's Day is just around the corner. It'll be here before you know it. Needless to say, the worst thing you can do is wait to the last minute to get that special dad in your life a gift he deserves. So don't make that mistake. Instead, go ahead and get to James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the nation. Lucky for us, it's right here in Memphis. James Davis is where I get my suits and shirts for television work. The place to go for the best Father's Day presents this year, it's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. Online, jamesdavisstore.com.
I was talking to the folks at Leaders the other day. Leaders Credit Union, of course, place that I've been talking about, does all the things a bank does, mortgages, car loans, checking accounts, debit cards. Only they exist purely for the benefit of their members, and so they've got better technology, they've got better rates. Every penny they earn is poured right back into helping their customers, their members. But a couple things came up during this meeting. One, they just broke ground on a new Arlington location, so that's exciting. Also, a reminder, if you sign up at Leaders, or when you sign up at Leaders, mention ESPN, and you get the $25 membership fee waived. To learn more, go to leaderscu.com, leaderscu.com/ESPN.
Baseball season is heating up. With the free Odyssey app, you can get the most entertaining local coverage of your team while you're at work or on the go. Stay locked in and in the know with your favorite hosts as they bring you unfiltered takes, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Don't miss any of the action. Stream the shows you love live or on demand with the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today for free.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Time for an oil change? Right now, you can save on Valvoline Restore and Protect, the only oil that restores and protects your engine to like factory clean. You can also save on brakes, tools, and more during the Father's Day sale with dad-approved deals through June 16th. AutoZone Father's Day sale, now through the 16th.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every shot, every goal. ESPN Bet has fans covered for the biggest moments on the road to the championship. The exclusive sportsbook of ESPN is the only place to find special offers and promotions from your favorite ESPN shows and personalities throughout the playoffs. New users can get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Plenty of reasons why Robert Irwin Jewelers is the best place to buy an engagement ring. One is Howie's passion for diamonds, which is just insane and inspiring and contagious. Second, they can make a custom engagement ring from a photo or whatever. They'll design your own. They've been doing this for 40 years in Memphis. They're not some Johnny-come-lately who's just setting up shop here and telling you the greatest thing ever. All kinds of reasons to go to Robert Irwin Jewelers. But during the Summer of 1,000 Engagements, you also have 40% off all engagement rings. How about that? And a free summer vacation getaway. Yes, with a purchase of $24.95 or more, you get a free summer vacation getaway. You can pop the question during the getaway. I'll let you go see the details over at rijewelers.com. But for example, four-night cruise, how about that? A three-night stay in Orlando or Las Vegas, how about that? Three nights at a resort in Mexico, Dominican, the Bahamas, how about that? You could be on the trip, pop the question, present a stunning ring, and you know you paid for 40% off, and live happily ever after. That part's not guaranteed, but likely. It starts out with a beautiful ring. That's how Jeffrey started. RIJewelers.com, five locations in Memphis and Little Rock. Jeffrey, let's play Believe It or Not.
Now it's time for Believe It. Believe.
I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe It or Not on the Jeff Calkins Show.
There is a deserving cover model for the Madden.
Athlete
for Madden.
Believe
highly deserving
it or not.
Cover model for Madden.
Yeah, I'd say I believe that. Christian McCaffrey's a deserving.
Christian McCaffrey, this news is just out.
Correct.
Is this as big as it once was? Is it still big? Is it still news? It's still news. Christian McCaffrey is your is your Madden cover this year?
Yeah, I think it's still news, but I think like a lot of things.
Who was last year? Do you remember?
So I have the list in front.
I have it in front of me too. So you know,
Josh Allen was last year.
Did any of these not stand up? 2025 was McCaffrey. 2024 was Josh. 23 was Madden.
Correct.
I don't think can't complain about Madden being on the Madden cover.
22 was the split Brady Mahomes.
Is that wimpy?
They try to like make it into a thing. It's
still
it's
great. You can't quibble. Can't quibble.
21 was Lamar.
Can't quibble.
20 was Mahomes.
Can't quibble. This one doesn't stand as up as well as the time.
Antonio Brown.
2019. What year was that coming off of? Obviously, it was coming off of a great year. But he plummeted after that.
Let's see. In 2018, he had 15 total touchdowns, 104 catches, 1,297 yards.
It's a lot of yards.
Yeah.
Who was he playing for?
He was with the Steelers. That was his last year with the Steelers.
Oh, I see. And then things went south.
Correct.
Ripping through him. Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, Odell Beckham Jr. as a Giant, I take it? Was that
as
a Giant?
That was right after the catch.
Richard Sherman.
Ugh.
Before the bizarre behavior.
Yeah. He's on TV now. So.
Oh, is he?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
on TV now.
Well, he's on Amazon Prime.
Barry Sanders and Adrian Peterson.
That was the 25th anniversary, I believe.
Calvin Johnson. Peyton Hillis doesn't hold up that well.
No, but he was a hero last summer.
What did he do?
Remember, he saved like someone's life. He saved his kids.
Did Peyton Hillis have the kind of...
Remember, he had like the breakout. Like, he had like a massive rookie year. But that was also one of those years where, like... I don't know. I mean, to me, there's clearly something. I guess Peyton never really wanted to do it.
Drew Brees, Troy Polamalu, Larry Fitzgerald, Brett Favre, Vince Young.
Yep, that was after the Rookie of the Year.
Sean Alexander. Sean Alexander was a tremendous running back who got off to sort of a slow start in his career. He became the best running back in the league.
He was a good running back. He's just that was like the classic, like you gave them the ball 400 times and they were done in 5 years.
Donovan McNabb, Ray Lewis, Michael Vick, Marshall Faulk, Dante Culpepper, Eddie George, John Madden, Barry Sanders, John Madden. There you go. That is the list. The ones who would be most questionable would be, Dante Culpepper, Vince Young, Peyton Hillis, and maybe Antonio Brown. But Antonio Brown would have had a magnificent year.
A lot of those guys were, like, coming in as the hyped guys. Like, Hillis, I think, led... I think...
How has Aaron Rodgers never been the cover boy?
Peyton hasn't either. Now,
You reach a deal. Like, you have to... You've been paid for this.
Correct.
You reach
a deal. There was a split ESPN. I want to say Peyton made a deal with ESPN when there was an ESPN game that was basically trying to, like, kill the market share. Like, they offered it for, like, $20. There was that. I mean, right. It's always...
Moving on. There's news out of Jets camp.
Believe it or not.
Indeed, Jeff, we do have news out of Jets camp. Robert Saleh announced that today, one Aaron Rodgers has an unexcused absence. However, he did say it was for a cause that Aaron believes in.
So an unexcused absence for a cause that Aaron believes
in. You'll never believe this. Florio's already written about it. In explaining away, quote, his BS that has nothing to do with winning needs to get out of the building rant from January.
Was that all Florio's words?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He hates him.
Oh, it's the best.
Okay.
Florio writes, start again.
Let me hear this.
In explaining away his, quote, BS that has nothing to do with winning needs to get out of the building, end quote, rant from January, Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers later said it only applies during the season and in the building. With the season not started and Rodgers not in the building for mandatory minicamps, his unexcused decision to not show up for the session apparently is not, in his view, quote, BS that has nothing to do with winning. Florio gets on Rodgers. He just starts cooking. Jets coach Robert Saleh told reporters on Tuesday that Rodgers isn't present for the first day of the team's mandatory minicamp. Rodgers opted instead to attend an event that is, quote, very important to him, end quote. This back to Florio editorializing. Apparently, the event is more important than showing up for mandatory minicamp, which technically makes it, quote, BS that has nothing to do with winning. It is significant that the Jets didn't excuse the absence. They easily could have. Even if they don't exercise their right to fine him for the absence, Saleh said that only Rodgers is subject to the CBA fine schedule, not that he will be fined. It is a public show of disapproval that will surely rankle the super sensitive signal caller. He might find a way to express his displeasure sooner or later.
It's a beautiful thing. God, I hope it is a disaster. I hope it's a disaster. I don't have great faith it'll be a disaster, but I hope it's going to be a disaster. Listen, the Jets weren't awful last year. They were awful on offense. They won seven games.
I thought they were like five.
With a putrid offense. Totally putrid offense. And because the defense is stout.
Yeah, the defense isn't as good
Williams
as Saleh thinks it is. Yeah, they were 7-10.
So, and that's with nothing. It's with me at quarterback. Okay. There will be, in the next year, at least two more athletes banned for life from a major sport for
gambling.
Believe
it or not.
All right, so define major sport, please.
We'll just go the big ones. We'll just go the U.S. ones. We'll go NFL.
All right.
Major League Baseball, NBA, NHL. We'll throw soccer and women's basketball and what else? Do we have any other sports in this country?
All right, so I think I'm going to say I believe this, but I'm kind of taking a cop out. I think that it's likely there are going to be more bans that come from this baseball. There's a big investigation going on right now. And I think that...
I see the Padres infielder was
correct.
Banned for life most
Marcona.
Recently. Yeah. That's the one more...
But there's also there were four or five other players tied to that one. There's also more players tied to Shohei's interpreters, gambling ring.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the reasons I ask is that the Jante Porter thing... He obviously was banned for life. Has he been banned for life? Did they ban him for life?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought so. And now there's a story about gambling addiction, et cetera. But what is interesting to me about that story is when it came out, it was like, how stupid can you be? Like, how stupid can you be?
Right.
And what's pretty clear, I'm not saying that it wasn't stupid, right? But what's clear in now is what we've learned, and maybe you already knew this, is it wasn't necessarily the greed, it was the desperation.
Yeah.
There's a text out there where he is texting the guys he bet with, the guys he owed money to, and he texts this back. If I don't do a special, that meaning throw a game, whatever, with your terms, then it's up and you hate me. And if I don't get you 8K by Friday, you're coming to Toronto to beat me up. So it's not just that, I'll throw this and I'll get a little money in my pocket. It's that he is being threatened by people he had gambled with, gotten in debts with, and now they're coming at him. It doesn't make it it slightly changes it for me. It's not, again, it's the, it's still stupid, right? But it's the desperation and the fear. And here's the other thing. You can be squeezed about gambling debts if you've been stupid enough to gamble, and you can be squeezed about gambling debts. If you don't do this, we will, break your legs or whatever. You can also be squeezed about anything you've screwed up on. You can be squeezed about an affair.
Sure.
They could come and say, if you don't, I'll send your wife photos of blah, blah, blah if you don't throw games. And of course, this was always true. You could always be squeezed. But because of gambling is more prevalent, I think it's just going to be interesting as these things emerge. Sad, really. Not just interesting, but sad. Are they purely greedy players who are too stupid and already are risking $5 million salaries for $100 here or there, or $1,000 here or there, or even $10,000 here or there? Or is this going to be, in the Jante Porter situation, it's very clearly... He had built up a debt. They were coming after him, and he did this.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, though, I would still make the argument. It's like, well, this isn't like when – I feel like this always gets used as, like, see what we've done with sports gambling.
No, I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying I'm not even using it as a way to beat up gambling. I'm not even talking about that. I'm just saying I had not thought of it this way. I was thinking of these stupid athletes who are doing this. What idiots they are.
I mean, I think it's like anything.
And the fact is, if you're being squeezed, it's a different motivation that causes you to, pull yourself out of a game after 6 minutes like Jante Porter did.
Yeah, but the question is, how did we
trying to save your life.
Well, how did we get there?
Partly you could have gotten there by gambling, or partly could have been getting there by having an affair.
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
Or by doing anything else stupid
that you
don't want public.
How do you come into contact with these people? Like, the company you keep.
These people might come in contact with you. That's true. Like, I don't know. But
yeah, but you have to make an agreement with them at some point.
They're not hanging out at the Rotary Club. You know, they're hanging out in clubs. Where do athletes,
what obviously happens with him is you found a quick way to make extra money. And you're like, this is easy. And you convince yourself no one's going to find out. Then it turns.
Well, I don't know that he did. Do we know that he did anything illicit before he was threatened? I don't think we know that. I don't know one way or another. I don't know.
I know
that he was threatened.
There were a lot of games that came under question.
Well, and plus he also, because he has treatment for gambling addiction now, that's part of the cover story that he has, or
yes.
part of whatever else, his spin or is reality. Either one. Maybe it's reality. Yes, it sounds like a problem addiction. It was just an element of this that I had not thought of previously.
Well, I mean, in the end, that's how we found out about the interpreter.
Was because someone was putting the squeeze on?
Yeah. He owed whatever the money to the bookie. Like, that's how we found out. Like,
interesting. You know what QR stands for in QR code?
Believe it or not.
I do not.
Isn't it? So there's, I saw this piece recently, the abbreviations. Okay. Any guesses on QR code? QR code actually, what could the Q stand for?
See,
not a lot of Q words.
Like, that's the thing. It's like quantitative, qualitative, but like that doesn't feel right.
The QR in QR code stands for quick.
Okay.
It's quick response. Quick
right.
response code. That's what it is.
Yeah, you're right. That makes sense.
It kind of makes sense. Do you know what USB cable?
Oh, gosh. I used to know this one.
Really?
Yeah. No, I can't do it.
I will not have known any of these. That stands for Universal Serial Bus. I don't know what that means. Universal Serial Bus. And thank God they call it a USB cord. Okay, here, how about this one? PVC, as in PVC pipe. You know, PVC
I do not know what it stands for, but I know what PVC pipe is.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
And it's the plastic. It's polyvinyl chloride.
No chance.
That's what
Never
PVC.
Chance
what thank
I got
God
that.
They call it PVC pipe. GIF.
It's graphic image.
Whoa. Pretty good. You got the graphic part. I'm impressed there. Graphics interchange format.
Yeah.
Just some things. You know, I try to bring all kinds
yeah,
of...
Yeah, you want to educate the masses.
I try to educate... Listen, Fish on Friday isn't here today.
Exactly.
Someone's got to bring knowledge. And so there you go. People believe that both Penny Hardaway and Taylor Jenkins will be coaching here at this time next year. We had a poll earlier, Jeffrey, so that's the believe it or not. What's the believe it? Or believe
I was
not?
Waiting for
believe
you.
Believe it or not.
People believe they will be.
Jeff, they most certainly do believe
that. This is our Jeff Gawkins Show poll from earlier.
Not quite as overwhelming as it was early in the show,
the
but it is still.
The choices were that Penny will be coaching here and Taylor will not, that Taylor will be coaching here and Penny will not, that they'll both be coaching here still, or that neither. And so the winner is, because we're a bunch of sunny side of the street people, the winner is they're both going to be coaching here.
Correct. 70.4% of the vote with 230 votes tallied say both will be back. 13.5% say Penny, not Taylor Jenkins, will be back. 9.6% say Taylor Jenkins, not Penny. And 6.5% say neither will be back. So overwhelming majority believe that both will be back.
Mike Tomlin and the Steelers will be in the playoffs this year.
Believe it or not.
Mike Tomlin, of course,
so
gets
dumb to say this.
Three.
I'm going to say I don't believe it.
Isn't it amazing, though? Like, when are they better suited, last year or this year? They have better quarterbacks this year than they did last year.
Do they? They have different quarterbacks.
Was it Joe Flacco at the end?
It was
Mason Rudolph. That's right. It was Mason. Joe Flacco was in Cleveland. It was Mason Rudolph pitching in the playoffs.
Yes.
And by the way, down the stretch, he was like 5 wins in 6 games or something. He was excellent. He comes in and he was one of these dudes.
He didn't lose games.
Yes, that's true. He did not lose games, and so he comes in and they make the playoffs with Mason Rudolph. Winning games down the stretch. You're telling me that Russell Wilson and Justin Fields aren't an upgrade?
I mean, so far, neither's proven to be at this point.
I'll say this. Neither one seems like they've been a playoff quarterback. Like neither one has lately been a playoff quarterback. They've been a playoff-worthy quarterback.
I mean, what, Russ in...
But how can you pick against them?
Because they can still go 9-8 and miss the playoffs.
And they're... And
I can still believe that Tomlin's going to get that team above 500 and still miss the playoffs.
And it is the toughest division.
Yeah.
It's a murderous division.
All right, let's look at that schedule last year.
It's a murderous division.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. Let's see. Okay, you had So they lost
down the stretch.
Yeah, they lost three down the stretch. This team lost to the Cardinals at home. Don't forget about that. That was that weird weather game. They had the Bengals Thanksgiving game without Burrow. It was like a 16-10 barn burner. But they still lost to the
one.
They won that.
Uh-huh.
But they lost to the Cardinals.
Okay.
Lost to the Pats. Lost to the Colts, blowout fashion. They beat the Bengals in December. They went to Seattle and won.
Won that game. That was the one that was astounding.
Correct. And then Baltimore had nothing to play for, and they won 17-10.
All right. And by the way, my favorite story that we have not talked about today is from Sam Hardiman, who will join us tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have Sam here. We'll talk to him about the Elon Musk stuff, of course, and this story that I'm about to get to. And we'll have Chris and is continuing with his list of 20 targets for the Grizzlies. But Sam has a story that the city of Memphis is suing the tree trimmers, Jeffrey. I just loved this story yesterday. What other city even knows about the tree trimmers? You know, the MLG&W tree trimmers. Or it's MLG&W suing the tree trimmers. Is it the city or is it MLG&W? Here, I'll tell you. It's just fantastic. MLG&W. They hired these tree trimmers to trim the trees. That's what tree trimmers do.
Right. And so did they not?
They didn't. They diverted their tree trimmers to cities where they could be paid more, and according to the allegations, and therefore didn't sufficiently trim in Memphis. We had to find other tree trimmers. We lost power because of it, and we're suing the tree trimmers.
There we go.
Yeah, even when a tree trimmer doesn't trim the trees. What's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They'll be joined by Jessica Benson. Nick Friedell, Tim Murray will join us on Jeffrey Wright and Company today. It is Tuesday, so Jeff joins Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Hey, happy birthday to Dennis.
Yeah, happy birthday, Dennis Fuller.
Dennis Fuller, our man here, who does so many important things at the station. Another year in the books. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back tomorrow. For now, work's done.
The Gabe Kuhn Show.
Mike Norvell on X at Coach_Norvell. Coach, what's happening, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Definitely an honor to be on your show, brother.
How about it, man? Who knew? Who knew? Not me. Not me. Not you either. How about that? Good Lord.
No, really proud of you, though.
Appreciate
really,
it.
Really proud of you.
Appreciate it.
You're off to a great start for your career.
92.9 FM ESPN's Gabe Kuhn Show. Well, the only lineman on the radio, Gabe Kuhn. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Introducing Now. Reliable internet with unlimited data for $30 a month all in. No commitments, no hidden fees. Now that's calming. Like floating on a cloud, but not in a scary way. More like in a, this cloud is made of cotton candy and it's tasty kind of way. Ooh, that's good. Feeling calmer already. Because Now internet comes with no worries and plenty of peace of mind, knowing that you've made the best decision. Cheers to you, my friend. The choice is easy. Turn chill mode on with Now internet. Backed by the Xfinity Network. Now, excuse me, gotta run. I see a massage chair with my name on it.
Get Now internet starting at $30 a month. It's better tech at a better price and better than 5G home internet. Turn chill mode on at Xfinity.com/now. Restrictions apply. Speeds up to 100 megabits per second. Actual speeds vary. Pricing subject to change.
Do you use oxygen therapy to breathe? Are you tired of carrying around a heavy tank when you leave home? If you've been prescribed oxygen, you know the problems that arise when you're tied to an oxygen tank. Going out of the house is a burden, and nobody likes to be stuck inside alone. Now you can live life on the go with a lightweight Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrator. Travel around the corner or on board an aircraft. Inogen Portable Oxygen Concentrators provide the medical-grade oxygen your doctor prescribes in a device that weighs less than 5 pounds. Inogen's longest-lasting device delivers 12 hours of oxygen on a single battery charge, so you have more time to visit with friends and family, go shopping, and live the active life you love. Learn how you can experience an Inogen system for yourself, risk-free. Call now, 1-800-254-9207. That's 1-800-254-9207. Inogen devices are by prescription only. Battery run times vary by device and setting usage. Terms and conditions apply. For safety information, visit Inogen.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When your dad tells you he doesn't want anything for Father's Day, he actually means it. There's a good chance he doesn't even know it is Father's Day, but hopefully he raised you well enough to show some gratitude anyway. And hey, no need to stop there. If there's a stepdad, granddad, or dad-to-be in your life, now's a great time to recognize what he means to you. So if you're shopping for Father's Day, which is coming up, by the way, make it count with some fresh hand-cut steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. We all know Folks Folly, the original Memphis Steakhouse. But did you know, you can pick up those same steaks as well as lamb chops.